7:37 at WGCL. Glass in the morning. Thank you for being with us. Look at that sunshine, Keith Klein. Oh, boy.
Bright.
Suggest warmth. Well, that's not the case at all. It's 32 degrees at WGCL. Please bundle up as you're heading out this morning. It'll warm up this afternoon. 54. It's going to be that's the warmest high temperature we have for the next 2 weeks. So I'm saying enjoy it. You'll need to.
Can we like put that in the bank and hang on to it?
No. Oh. 26 tonight. That will get your attention. Ooh. And 25 tomorrow night. Tomorrow's going to be different in the sense we'll have the same sunshine. It's just going to be not as warming. 37 and 25, your highs and lows tomorrow. 44, 34 Saturday, 60% chance of rain, 46, 36 on Sunday. Updated forecast, live radar, WGCLradio.com. It's Thursday morning. We catch up with the Chancellor at Ivy Tech. It's our good friend Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you since the last time I saw you?
Well, I'm tired.
I bet you are.
There's no doubt about that. Jenny and I saw each other last night at C3 as we had the big 50th anniversary of the Rose Bowl season, the 1967 Hoosiers. Packed house. It was great to see. At a quick break, I'm running through just to use the restroom really quick, and I said, hey, where are you going? Hey, wait a second. What are you doing here? And now we run into each other everywhere, and I said, well we have good taste. That's why.
That's right. That's right. Well, let me tell you, I was completely oblivious about what was going on with the Rose Bowl group, and you were there. All I knew is I didn't want to, neither Neville or I wanted to cook or clean up, and so we shared a burger at C3 that is one of the greatest places in town, and that's why we were there. Plus, our students are in the kitchen cooking, so we have got three students there, and so it's great to support places where our students are. And
wow, cool.
It was great to see you, even though I didn't know what was going on.
Well, and I didn't even get a chance to really say hi. I had to fly by. Those three-minute breaks, you don't get a lot of chance for not a lot of time to fold the laundry there. You got to keep it moving.
What Jenny meant to say was she heard you were going to be there and just said, Neville, we're going to go hear Mike.
You know, that's what I heard, Keith. I'm not.
That's right.
My translator.
I'm a groupie.
Not that I didn't want to cook and clean up afterwards.
Well, that just goes with it. Who wants to do that? That's just silly. Anyhow, you're going to have to do some cleaning up Saturday morning or tomorrow night, right? You've got a big event coming up there, Business After Hours.
That's tonight.
Tonight.
That's right. Tonight is.
Well, then you're going to clean up tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Tonight we're hosting Business After Hours, the Chamber's event that they have once a month at various organizations. So we're the fortunate ones to host that tonight. Everybody's welcome to come, and I hope you do. We've got plenty of parking, and the event is in Shreve. It's from 5:30 to 7:30 tonight.
Jenny, one of the things we did yesterday was we honored the memory of Jim Heinzen, and Tammy, his wife, and his son was there. Talk a little bit about that and what that was all about.
Yeah, that was really great. You know, I've mentioned it before on the show. 2 years ago, on November 1st, we lost a great dear colleague who we worked with, many of us worked with for many years. You know, I've been with the college for 20 years, and he actually hired me to work at Ivy Tech. At the time, Jim Heinzen was in HR and later moved on into the academic side of the house and was the dean for the School of Business and other programs. And he was very instrumental in creating and bringing the hospitality administration program to our campus. And, I mean, he worked tirelessly and effortlessly, you know, to make that happen. And so his wife, Tammy Heinzen Wampler, came in and asked if she could put a bench just outside of the Yellowwood, our culinary restaurant on campus. And she worked with a local artisan, Nancy Hiller, and she's a local woodworker, and this bench is stunning. It's phenomenal, and she created that. It's just, it fits perfectly under the logo as you enter the yellow wood. And so, you know, Jim's mother was there, his sister and brother were there, Tammy's mom and dad were there, and of course, Andrew, their son, was there, and it was just a really nice way to once again celebrate our friend Jim Heinzen, and it was beautiful. And on a side note, you know, we've got some seats available at Yellowwood. Come out for a lovely lunch on Wednesdays between now and December. We have plenty of seats available. The cost of the lunch is $15, and we'd love to have you out there. And, you know, just take a minute and see the lovely bench and help us remember our friend Jim.
These are international lunches, and I got to tell you, they're spectacular. Mike and his son were out there, 2 years ago, Mike? You were there for the lunch?
Yeah, Mikey ate frog legs.
Yeah. But, you know, it's amazing, and the food is outstanding. And what we're doing is the students are learning how to prepare the food, but they're also learning how to do the hospitality and the
all of it.
Serving and everything. It's amazing.
That's right.
And the Yellowwood
Cafe is
gorgeous.
It's just like a football team,
gorgeous.
Keith. You have to do all phases of the game. You can't do – the service can't be great, and the food – not very good, and vice versa. So they do an excellent job out there, and I can't believe this isn't – it should be sold out every Wednesday, because you won't get a better deal for your money anywhere in town if you like this style of food. And that's the
there are some regulars who have discovered that, and they're there every week.
You know what those people do, Jenny? They don't tell anybody. That's what they do, because
they
don't want to wait. They don't want – that's exactly right. That's when you don't want word of mouth to travel, because then you could get pushed out of the word of mouth. So excellent news on Yellowwood coming up.
Jenny, we've got Ivy Tech observes Veterans Day. Talk about that.
That's right. So Veterans Day is we're celebrating that tomorrow, Friday, November 10th at 1 o'clock in our main entrance. And so our wonderful Office of Student Life and our Student Veterans Organization have teamed up together to put an event to remember all of our veterans. And so we'll have we'll raise the flag, of course, with the colors of, I think I had one too many hamburgers or fries last night at 2:30. just saying. So we'll be having this wonderful event in honor of all of our veterans. It starts at 1 o'clock. Everybody's welcome to join us, and we'll be doing a letter writing thing, and we'll have a table so that people can write letters to veterans, and then we'll get those out in the mail for people currently serving in the military who are deployed. And so that'll be great, and really appreciate the staff and faculty putting these events together to honor our veterans. So come on out to campus tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Now, we like to do follow-ups on things we started here, and last week we had Pat McCafferty on talking about College Goal Sunday, which was Sunday.
That's right.
And guess what happened just before it started?
Goals?
No.
Yes.
Tornado warnings.
Yes.
So
tornado
all of the people were in the hallway talking to each other. And
well, Jenny,
you're
brand new. Well, not brand new, but the building's only a couple of years old, so it's all modernized for shelter in place, hide in the hallway over here. Well, you had a chance to show off some of those places.
Well, and there were people that walked in, met by the security guards, said, please step into the hallway.
It was no different at Assembly Hall. People were
coming in and saying,
okay, walk down the stairs
and
turn
around. It was a very long tornado warning period where you had to be in place.
Almost 45 minutes.
The
team told me they grabbed games,
board
games and cards. And so they were, they were playing games and things like that with our students and families and guests. But they were also talking to them about financial aid. So they had that extra time, to share that information with them during the tornado drill.
You would have been so proud, because one of the students that was there said, well, I just wanted to ask a quick question. Pat McCafferty has a little laptop. She's in the hallway. She's answering the question,
on, that's exactly right.
Pretty cool stuff.
That's right.
Hey, and another big event that happened at Ivy Tech last Saturday was, and kids come from all over the state for this robot competition.
That's right. Yeah, last Saturday we had 30 teams from 9 different schools across the state, really. And we hosted the 12th annual Bloomington Robotics Club, and it's also part of our Ivy Tech Robotics Club. And it was a contest. There were over 100 students and parents and teachers were on campus. And what's really cool is in order to be a part of the contest, to participate, the schools and the kids, families, they need to donate food. And even people coming to the event, we like them to bring donations. And so this year they had over 360 pounds of food that would be donated. This year they elected to donate it to Martinsville High School. So that was pretty cool.
That's neat. Hey, and before we let you go, you had the big Community Arts Awards.
Yes, that's tomorrow night at the Waldron. It's 5:30 to 7:30. We do have some tickets available, so please call. Come out and help us celebrate lots of different artists in the community. It's a, you know, we're going to be celebrating that event, plus also celebrating a decade of lifelong learning with Ivy Tech. And so we're going to have lots of activities going on. Again, that's tomorrow, Friday, 5:30 to 7:30. So come on out to the Waldron.
If you just do anything from 5:30 to 7:30, either at Ivy Tech or anything affiliated with Ivy Tech in the evening, you've got a good chance of running into something.
You're going to have fun.
Well, that's exactly right. Business after hours tonight and the Waldron tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Got you all covered. Hey, great seeing you last night. And I hope sounds like everything's going great there on the near west side. How's your construction bridge work and everything going on over there? Everything
it's
good?
It's a little crazy.
You're talking about on the highway? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's okay. It's not, you know, I get updates from the county on what's going on with the road. So if there's anything that our employees need to know, I always make sure they know that and go a different way. But, you know, Third Street's just been busy lately. So we'll get through it.
There's
one of
only
days.
a couple ways to get across old 3769.
Right.
So you're flying Ivy Tech 1 all back and
forth. As Jenny does.
Well, that's a totally different story.
To and fro. Exactly. The landing pad was a nice addition to the development. Thanks as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor at Ivy Tech. Forgot to mention, 2 weeks from today is Las Vegas. It's Thanksgiving. I'm looking at something. Up here. Las Vegas. Well, I'm going to Las Vegas.
You're going to Las Vegas?
They
had a picture on the TV.
No, and of course it was the details of a mass murder, because that's all we talk about.
Wonderful.
7:50 at WGCL. Looks like hour one is disappearing before our eyes. We'll hustle, won't we?